I think it's important for you guys, for our listeners and our audience and our community and people who love Wodapalooza and support Wodapalooza to know why we're doing what we're doing. And it's for the community. It's we're all about challenging and celebrating, right? So I think in a workout, you know, when Dave Castro programs a workout and he's like, you're like, this guy's out to kill me, he's out to challenge you. And then afterwards, he's out to celebrate with you your accomplishments.
Hey, we're here, the Wodapalooza podcast. We went away for a little bit. We're back again here with my main man, Guido Trinidadian. Is that how you pronounce it?
Trinidadian? I ain't from Trinidad. I'm from Cuba.
From Cuba. Are you actually from Cuba?
No. Family is, though. Mom and dad are Cuban.
Well,
born and raised.
Guido is the man behind the madness, as I like to say. He is the co-founder and co-owner, co-operator, co-everything of Wodapalooza, Wodapalooza Fitness Festival, and now we're into some new endeavors, it seems. Am I right with that?
Yeah, we're excited about this, putting a new spin on challenging athletes in this community.
So the first challenge we had earlier this year, I think we started the online variety a couple years ago, was the Wodapalooza Challenge, that, you know, the competitive functional fitness realm. Now, what is this monstrosity, this new thing that has come out of the woodwork here in the off season?
So what we got is called a Wodapalooza Transformation Challenge. And I think that anybody that's done CrossFit for a significant amount of time can attest to having a transformation of sorts, right? Obviously, physically, mentally, emotionally, maybe even spiritually as well. We're not going to It's hard to measure all those other intangibles, but basically what we're going to do is we're challenging people to transform and to get a good kickstart to a transformation process for 60 days. And we'll be talking about the nuts and bolts of all that here soon. But yeah, that's what we got going on.
And that is exactly what this podcast is going to be centered behind. But Guido, we haven't talked to you since even before the start of Wodapalooza Miami. It's been how long now? 3 months since Wodapalooza?
Well, I talk to you on a daily basis, bro.
I talk, yeah. So okay,
let
me clarify.
We on a podcast,
our folks listening
live
at home,
and direct. Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, a lot of good things been going on. The minute Wodapalooza ended, it's Wodapalooza 2017 started in our brains, at least, right? So we're excited about the way things went down. It was a very festive year.
For
a lot
sure.
of good feedback. A lot of learning lessons as well. And just a lot more opportunities to be had for the upcoming year. We're excited.
Absolutely. And before we delve into the one that we talked about a little bit earlier, the new challenge, the transformation challenge, you mentioned that there were a lot of learning lessons to be had. Are there any specific, maybe your top one or two learning lessons? Don't mean to put you on the spot here like that. By the way, guys, I didn't prep him with this question. I'm just putting him on the hot seat. What things would you say you learned? You know, this was our fifth year celebrating fitness, community, and life. Was there anything specific from this year that you take away heading into next year that you said, I know I'm going to be able to improve?
Yeah, I learned not to jump into a podcast without being prepared for the question.
That was an immediate lesson.
I also learned you can never be too prepared, you know, and for an event of this magnitude, you know, that's the one biggest fear, big dark cloud over your head is like the unknown and the unknowable.
Right.
And always trying to be prepared for the unknown and the unknowable. And it's kind of cool because we do CrossFit
typical,
and that's what we train for.
Typical CrossFitter.
And that's what we have to prepare for. So it's really just every year provides a different opportunity to say, holy crap, I wasn't prepared for that. And I wouldn't say we weren't prepared for the rain, but I could say we could have been better prepared for the rain. Mm-hmm. So we'll look at different things this year to be better prepared for inclement weather. Hopefully it won't happen again, but, you know, God has his plans, and we can only, just try and be prepared for whatever happens. So maybe a little more better preparation, and I don't know. Right now, that's the only thing I can think of.
Preparation is key. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. That's the saying they have. And but hey, either way, you know, Friday may have been a little rainy, but other than that, everyone that I've spoken to has had nothing but amazing things to say. It is certainly just going to be one for the history books, a different Friday. People had fun, you know, working out in inclement, different weather, so to speak.
Yeah. I thought it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise. I thought it was cool. It added a different experience that most people will never get. You know, so as a former football player, I got to play in the rain, and it was always fun. It was like we called that football weather, right? So who does CrossFit in the rain? Like, you don't grab your barbell and say, "Hey, let me go outside in the rain." So we put it to the test. We had some fun with it, and I think it provided an experience, which is what we're all about.
That's the unknown and unknowable for sure. So other than your, I guess, lessons learned, the last thing I want to ask you about this year's Wodapalooza before we move on to the Transformation Challenge specifically, was there a highlight? What was your biggest highlight from this year's event? As Guido, if you didn't know, Guido's also owner and operator of Peak 360. We're chilling right out front right now, and he's giving high fives left and right to all the members. Typical Guido fashion, showing love to his clients and his athletes. But back to the question here, what would you say was your favorite moment, favorite memory from this year's Wodapalooza?
Favorite moment, favorite memory. That's tough. There were a lot of those, right? So if I can just culminate it, where my mind gravitates to right away is the final piece. Because the final piece was played a video that was culminating the entire weekend. And it was a piece that basically brought me to tears because it showed in a 2-minute video what Wodapalooza is, the spirit of Wodapalooza, the passion behind Wodapalooza, the diversity behind it, not only in nationalities, but in abilities, in ages, in just so many things. The way that the venue shows at night, during the day, all the different movements and things that we're capable of as athletes. I mean, it just, wow. Like that movement, that video itself was just like, in 2 minutes, I just got it all. And it was pretty awesome to see it all come together. And then also, a video like that is something that, at least for me, I had always dreamed of being able to produce content like that on the spot so fast. And I'd always, you know, push Dylan for stuff like that. And, you know, to see that actually come to fruition and not even know that we were doing that was also kind of like a sweet little surprise for me, too. So, the end was nice to see our closing ceremony finish off on a high note was pretty cool.
That's awesome, and it's funny because the video, like Guido said, was literally just the highlight of the entire weekend. So if you had to summarize what Guido just said, I would say every single part of the weekend was the highlight of the weekend. If that makes any sense at all, it's tough to pinpoint one. I'd have to say the same. It's really hard for me to pinpoint one thing that sticks out in my mind. But that's it for 2016. 2016's in the books. It is one for the history books for sure. But we look forward to 2017. How can I even say that? I think back. I did the math in my head. It's about 2 months prior, and we're 10 months away. Roughly 300 days, a little bit less than that, before Wodapalooza Miami comes around again in beautiful Bayfront Park, Miami. We'll be back in Bayfront Park.
3 months. We're 3 months away. 3 months from the event, so we got 9 months left.
9 months, yeah.
Well, who's counting?
End of January, yeah. But 9 months, who would have thought? 270 days to Wodapalooza Miami, and I hope we'll be back. We'll be back in Bayfront Park. Is that the plan?
Absolutely,
Mr. Trinidad?
Man, and nowhere else can Wodapalooza be held.
Awesome.
It's got to be there.
Great, man. Well, so to bring it back to the center here, because what we have going on right now, while that's an amazing memory, and I'm sure people will be talking about it for the next 10 months, 9 months, until it comes back around, we are working on the Wodapalooza Transformation Challenge. You kind of summed it up, you know, in the gist as to why we're doing it in this Transformation Challenge, but I don't know if you could go in a little more in depth on the specifics as far as, you know, what is being judged, who can participate, that sort of thing. I don't know if...
If you don't mind, I'd like to just deviate the question just slightly and talk about why are we doing this?
Right, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I'm a big why person, like why? Mm-hmm. You know, people want to know why. Why is Wodapalooza getting into a transformation challenge? Aren't they a competition?
It's very different.
Yeah, so just, yeah, I think it's important for you guys, for our listeners and our audience and our community and people who love Wodapalooza and support Wodapalooza to know why we're doing what we're doing. And it's for the community. We're all about challenging and celebrating, right? So I think in a workout, you know, when Dave Castro programs a workout and he's like, you're like, this guy's out to kill me, he's out to challenge you. And then afterwards, he's out to celebrate with you your accomplishments. And we're just continuing that. So we challenge you on in many ways. You know, we bring you out to a beautiful venue in Bayfront Park and challenge you throughout the course of 3 days in a variety of different ways. And now we're saying, you know what, let's the enemy of any human being is complacency. Hence, the reason why I named my CrossFit gym Peak 360 is because I always want to be moving towards my peak potential. So what we want is to challenge the community, the fitness community, to continue to always be evolving, transforming, improving. So it's a challenge. How much can you improve in 60 days? And, you know, so that we didn't get a little too crazy and complicated as to how to judge it, we just said, send us a picture. That's the proof. The proof is in the pudding, right? Send us a picture now. Send us a picture in 60 days of what you look like. And that'll say, you know, all the hard work that you've put into physically, the commitment that you've put into in your sleep and your nutrition, which plays a huge factor. So what I also like about this, so again, we're challenging, we're celebrating accomplishments, we're celebrating transformation, life change. But it's also now reaching out to even casting a bigger net, right? So we never want to be perceived as an elitist competition or organization, right? So the truth of the matter is, you know, a Noah Olsen and a Brooke Wells are not going to win this transformation. They're not going to win this challenge.
Right.
They can win Wadapalooza. You know, other elite athletes can win Wadapalooza, but they're not going to win this challenge, which is exactly what we wanted. We want to cast a net that's going to reach out to the same demographic and saying, hey, we want to reach out to the fitness community, people who are fitness enthusiasts, but that realize that, man, maybe they've just been dragging their feet and going through the motions and they need a little bit of a kick in the ass and saying, all right, this is exactly what I needed. And to drive one last point home, a lot of these high-level athletes that we look up to and we're like, man, I wish my body looked like that, right? You know, it's a common, while this person's jacked, this person's ripped, they look great. You look back, and one of the persons I had the pleasure of seeing their transformation picture was Stacey Tovar. And in reading her caption in her transformation picture, she said that what gave her that jump start was a transformation challenge. We have a story in here. Our poster boy for our challenge is Justin Hotman. He's one of our coaches. He won a master's category for Wadapalooza a couple years ago, has a pacemaker in his heart. He's one of my favorite transformation stories. His transformation started through a transformation challenge. Now, he didn't lose 100 pounds in 60 days, but it was the kickstart for him. It was the motivator for him. It was the, okay, I'm going to do this because I'm going to be challenged and I'm going to do it against other people and I want to win this. So he won it. And then he continued his transformation. So let's say he lost 20 pounds in 60 days, and he continued and eventually lost over 100 pounds. So this should be a platform and an opportunity for people to say, all right, this is going to be my start to my transformation.
Right. 60 days, you know, Justin's story, you know, culminating over years of progress, a couple years of progress. Justin, if you guys have not seen him, if you just go to transform.thewadapalooza.com, he's right up there on the front page. And also, I'd like to get Justin on here at some point in time, maybe during the start of the challenge, just to, you know, hear from his perspective what something like this meant to him. And I think you're doing it for all the right reasons, Guido, and I, we're excited to see what this does for some of those individuals. I can't wait to see the before and after pictures and hear the testimonials of folks that go through this 60-day challenge and what they get out of it. So you mentioned there's a before and after picture component. When you say that, so you mean they're being judged specifically on their body? Do they have, you know, we're not judging based on body fat, so it's a before picture and then an after picture after 60 days. Am I correct on that?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So they'll have to submit their picture before a certain date. And
okay.
Obviously, there's going to be rules and regulations as to what has to be included in that picture so that we know that the picture is actually legit and it wasn't taken 5 years ago when you were, you know, 50 pounds heavier or whatnot or lighter. And then again, we'll have to include something in the picture for the after, and there'll be a deadline as to when to submit that picture. Again, the picture's a transformation picture, so it doesn't say that you have to lose weight or gain weight. It's just how much can you change for the better, of course.
Gotcha.
Right? So if you've gained 50 pounds of grease, then you're not going to be rewarded for that. But obviously, we're looking for positive health changes, and also hoping and assuming and believing that there's going to be more changes that go beyond the physical during these 60 days and beyond.
Right. Yeah. So you one of the major questions we are getting is in regards to with picture submission. Well, what about in the middle there? So we talk about the before and after. What are these folks supposed to do? Are they required to do any sort of workout specifically? Are they required to follow any sort of diet plan? Or, well, I mean, what's
the
deal there?
There's no requirements. It's basically here you go, enter into this challenge, and you're going to be with other people who are pretty motivated just like you. And we'll provide some guidance along the way. We're not going to leave you in the dark, right? So we'll provide some nutritional tips, some workouts, you know, some inspirational stories and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we don't pretend, even though we could if we wanted to, but that's not who we are, to be your nutritional experts or your programming experts or your motivational speakers, right? Like, you know, we are the entity that hosts, promotes, and celebrates. But we're not going to give you all the tools. Now,
right.
If you want very, very specific direction, we've partnered with some of the best in the business. Working Against Gravity is going to be heading up and partner with them to help us in the nutritional guidance aspect. And what they do is very, very unique in that they provide nutritional counseling almost, and they would obviously explain and describe their services better than I could. But what I like is that it's very one-on-one approach. Everybody has a different relationship with food, and they meet you at your level, where you're at. So they would assess you and say, okay, well, how have you eaten in the last 20 years of your life, and what are your goals, and what's your lifestyle like? Are you on the road all the time, or do you have access? Do you like to cook? Do you not cook? Like, all of these different questions, and they tailor it to you. So it's an amazing approach.
That sounds awesome.
And it's awesome. And then Brute Body is the other group that we teamed up with, and they are one of the experts in this community and programming and helping people reach elite fitness. But what they've done is they've created a new subsidiary of their brand, I guess is what you can call it, and it's called Brute Body, and it's more to transform your body into whatever it is that you want. They got different programs for people who want to bulk up, people who want to lean up, and it's perfectly in line with what we're promoting, and we're glad to have partnered with them. And they provide programming, they also provide some nutritional guidance as well, in a different way than Working Against Gravity would. So I would highly encourage people who are taking this challenge, that feel like they really have an opportunity to win or want to make a big, big change, transformation, to reach out to some of these guys, because they are the experts, and they have a lot of experience in helping people make these lifelong changes. So
sounds really cool. I'll tell you what, with Working Against Gravity specifically, the idea of having your one-on-one personal coach that you have access to throughout all 60 days, I know that I would need it when my will to stay away from nasty foods start to creep up. I know that I could reach out to them and they'd help me out. And then I know Brute Body, I've seen some of the pictures of the before and afters, and they are remarkable. I think I showed you some as well. Just unreal. I'm excited for those that take the leap. I really want to start Brute Body, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, it's legit, man. Both these guys, we're totally excited to have partnered with them, because we know what they've done. We believe in their product and their services. They're great people. They're in it for the right reasons. They've been around for some time, and they're legit. And you know, anything that we do, we want to surround ourselves with people who provide the best services. And again, we don't want to pretend to be the ones who are experts in nutrition or in training. So when you sign up for this, don't expect for us to be giving you that guidance. We want to give a little bit, enough for that the layperson to, you know, just wants to kind of cruise through this can. But if you want to go hard at this and really have a chance to win, highly, highly recommend that you sign up with one of these groups.
Hey, man. Then how about, you know, on the last little bit of that, I know we have one more partner in Progenix. You know, they are a supplement partner. How do you think supplementation plays into all this? I know that you know, you as an athlete, I know you rely heavily on supplementation. Where do you think that falls into this transformation challenge kind of, you know, circle?
I mean, look, supplementation is a supplement to your lifestyle. So if you live a sedentary lifestyle, then you don't need supplements. But if you live an active lifestyle, one of the key components to continuing that level of activity is your ability to recover. The mm-hmm. number one way to recover is through sleep. The second way is through nutrition. And the third is through supplementing that. And there's nobody better in the business for recovery, supplement recovery, than Progenix. They have Sleep Aid protein in a cocoon. They have carbohydrate supplementation. They have the best protein on the market. They got fish oil. They got pre-workout. They got creatine now, which is legit. I mean, they got a little bit of everything, and high quality is the name of their game. So there are partners in Wadapalooza, and they've always been a great partner in supporting us and believing in the spirit of Wadapalooza and what we're all about. So we're excited to have them back on board and being able to help out, you know, the people who are taking on this challenge and helping them achieve the success that they want.
Awesome. Well, so in a nutshell, Those of you at home that were on the fence about partaking in the Wadapalooza Transformation Challenge, you heard it. You're not in this alone whatsoever. We've got plenty of resources to offer you so that you can succeed to the full potential that you have. And before we get rid of you here, Guido, because I know you're in a rush. I know you gotta go. He's got a family to tend to here. He had a long day at the gym. Maybe for those folks that are on the fence, if you needed to give them one little bit of advice to maybe help them make up their mind whether or not to tackle the challenge, what would it be and why?
Yeah. So first of all, what do you have to lose? You got nothing to lose, right? Number one. But here's what I'd ask myself is, am I satisfied? Right? Like, if you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am satisfied with the way I feel about my body, the way I look, the way that I perform. If you're satisfied with that, then don't do this. Please don't. You're going to waste money. Right? But if you know that deep down inside there's a little bit of, you know, discomfort in the way that you feel about yourself with regards to your level of fitness, maybe the way you look, and you just know that you haven't necessarily been doing as good as you can or you should. First of all, go join a CrossFit gym, number one, or some fitness facility that practices functional fitness and has good coaching. So that's the first step before you join this challenge, because you're going to need some guidance. If you don't have that opportunity, then obviously there's stuff that you can do at home. But again, as a motivation, or as if you're on the fence, it's just asking yourself and being honest with yourself. Do I need a change? If you feel like you need a drastic change, there's a good opportunity to be challenged by other people, be part of something bigger than yourself. There's going to be a couple thousand people joining this challenge. And then also there's an opportunity to win some cash for just making a positive change in your life.
Big cash.
Yeah, $10,000. Who doesn't want an extra $10,000 in the bank account?
All right, am I right about it? A trip to Hawaii.
Or a trip to Miami, or some supplements, some fitness equipment. We got some cool stuff lined up for you guys. We want to reward you for your hard work and your commitment. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun 60 days. We're really, really excited to see the transformations. I can't wait.
That's what it's all about. No brainer. You heard it from the man himself, Guido Trinidad. Sign up today or learn more at transform.thewadapalooza.com. If you have any questions that we did not answer for you, they can be found on the FAQ section or under How It Works. Just check it all out. And then, you know, if all else fails, send us an email at info@thewadapalooza.com or send us a little message on the website. But Guido, thank you so very much. I know you got to run, my friend. We really appreciate your time. And again, we could not be more excited for the start of this challenge. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Much love.
All righty, guys. That's a wrap. Everybody, get online. Sign up before the May 2nd deadline. As this is up, before photo submission has begun, it's now open and ready for you guys to submit your before pictures. And then the 60 days begin. The real fun gets underway here May 2nd.